Shmuel Beis Perek Yotesh. In the previous parak, we ended with the news of the death of Avshalom to King David. This parak starts with King David's reaction to the news. The Da'as Sofer points out Avshalom was the second child of David to die because of David's sin with Bathsheba. The first child was Amnon, who Avshalom actually had murdered in an earlier parak. The Da'as Sofer continues to explain that indeed both Avshalom and Amnon were deserving of death for their own misdeeds. However, David had possibly felt the reason why Hashem didn't open the doors of tshuva for his children was because of David's own sins. Therefore, again, we see how King David's internal world was completely focused on his vibrant relationship with Hashem, despite what the events seemed on like in the outer world. This should be great encouragement for us. Despite what our internal world, our external world may look like, we have the ability to maintain internal calm and connection with the master of the world, Hashem. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayirgaz HaMelech, the king trembled, Vayal al Elias Hashar, and he went up to his upper chamber, Vayivach, and he wept, V'cho Amar Belachto. And this is what he said as he was going up, B'ni Avshalom, my son Avshalom, B'ni Avshalom, my son Avshalom, Mi Yitein Mosi, Ani Tachtav Avshalom, B'ni, if I only would have died in your place, my son. The Gemara in Sota, Yoram Beis, David said, B'ni, my son, 8 times, 7 times to raise Avshalom up from Gehenim, and the 8th time to put Avshalom into Gan Eden. The winning of the war was overshadowed by King David's mourning over the death of Avshalom. The loss was felt by all of Yisrael. And Pasuk Vav through Tes, Yoav then came to David and gave him harsh rebuke for mourning so deeply in front of Yisrael. Yoav related 3 points. 1, David's men put their lives at risk to fight for him. 2, King David should be happy Hashem saved David from his own children who were disloyal. 3, Avshalom publicly violated David's concubines, and by mourning for Avshalom, he's humiliating the concubines. King David accepted Yoav's words and got up from mourning. King David sat at the gates, and it was known to all of Yisrael that King David had stopped mourning. And Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, there was quarreling amongst the people who supported Avshalom about bringing King David back as the king. The Novi now turns its attention to how King David reinstated his power as the king of Yisrael in the aftermath of Avshalom's rebellion. In Pasuk Yud Beis through Tesvav, King David sent a message to Tzadok and Avyasar, the two Kohanim, to tell the elders of Yehuda that David will be returning back to Yerushalayim. David appointed Amasa as his new general instead of Yoav. Amasa was the head of the rebellion for Avshalom. The Radak points out Yoav was demoted as general because he killed Avshalom. The Rabag adds, by appointing Amasa, David was showing the nation he does not plan to take retribution on the supporters of Avshalom. Rather, he wants peace. Upon David reaching the Yarden River to enter back into Eretz Yisrael, David was met by the elders of Yehuda. Shimi ben Gera, who initially cursed David, came with 1,000 men to apologize to King David. David told Avishai to spare Shimi's life. The Medrash Panim Acherim adds, David saw with divine insight that Mordechai HaTzadik was going to come from Shimi and therefore spared his life. And Pasuk through Lamed Aleph, Mephibosheth, son of Yehonasan, showed up with tattered clothing and a long beard because he had not shaved or bathed since David was exiled. Mephibosheth explained he was planning on showing support for David when David was leaving Eretz Yisrael, but Tziva, his servant, had tricked him and left Mephibosheth behind. Tziva denied the claim. David was uncertain whether or not to believe Mephibosheth or Tziva. David took the Mephibosheth estate and split it between Tziva and Mephibosheth. Lamed Beis through Mem Aleph, Barzillai was 80 years old, very wealthy, and had supported David and his men while in Machanayim. Barzillai came to see David off. David offered Barzillai to come to Jerusalem with him. Barzillai declined the offer, and as he was an old man. Instead, Barzillai gave a servant named Kimham to David. King David entered back into Eretz Yisrael. In Mem Beis through Mem Daled, which is the end of the parak, Yehuda argued with the rest of Yisrael about who was a greater supporter of David. Yehuda's words were harsher than the rest of Yisrael. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.